Pope Francis Voices Gratitude for Witness of Noble Pope Benedict XVI. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 1, 2023. Rome, Italy, Pope Francis praised his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, following the latter's death Saturday, calling him a kind and noble person. "We are moved as we recall Benedict as such a noble person. So kind," the pontiff said during the celebration of First Vespers in St. Peter's Basilica. "And we feel such gratitude in our hearts, gratitude to God for having given him to the Church and to the world, gratitude to him for all the good he accomplished, and above all, for his witness of faith and prayer, especially in these last years of his recollected life," Francis continued. "Only God knows the value and the power of his intercession, of the sacrifices he offered for the good of the Church," he added. Pope Francis' words of praise for the deceased Pope Benedict were echoed by encomium throughout the Catholic world and beyond. Papal biographer Peter C. Wald said he would miss Benedict terribly, referring to him as a saint and a genius and crediting him with bringing him back to the Catholic Church after years away. "I found his courage to stand up for his convictions particularly impressive," C. Wald said, "even at the cost of popularity. And to resist all attempts to turn the message of Christ into a religion in line with the needs of civil society." Iraqi Cardinal Louis Sacco called Benedict a great theologian and a prophet in reforming relations with Islam, as well as a man of God with a luminous countenance. For his part, Mumbai Cardinal Oswald Grotius said that the death of Benedict XVI is a very great loss for the Universal Church but also a real loss for the Asian churches. "Benedict XVI was a great support for the Church in Asia and for the Indian Church in particular," Cardinal Grotius said. Renowned English theologian Father Vincent Toomey said it will come as no surprise if Benedict XVI is declared a doctor of the Church, adding that he will be regarded as one of the great popes in the history of the Church. "Apart from being a brilliant lecturer and inspirational homilist, he remained all his life basically a fine scholar and yet a simple priest with a truly pastoral heart," Father Toomey declared. "Benedict's theology is only now being discovered by the younger generations of scholars," the priest stated. His collected writings cover 16 volumes, averaging some 1,000 pages each, on every conceivable topic in theology, philosophy, science, literature, and politics. Future generations of all walks of life will find inspiration in his pastoral writings as Pope, especially his encyclicals on love and hope, which rank as among the most outstanding ever to come from the pen of a Pope, he added. Follow it, Williams, Rome.